And even now, when I get nervous, wow, I freeze and I can have trouble finding those words. But you know something? It doesn't matter, because God knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing. Today we're going to do something just a little bit different. I've got some things to share with you, and I'm going to teach you a little bit this morning about worship. Worship and warfare. Some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today, I'm going to talk about today, is going to lead us into worship. I want to just tell you that it's over 40 years now, right, Al? We came to the Lord just after we got married. I think we were married about a minute and a half back in 1980. So it's a long time ago. But God brought us together to Him. Does He not know what He's doing? At least it was that way for me. And He brought Alan and I together. But when He took me in, I was already Maya. I had been Maya for 20 some odd years. And He said, you know, I know exactly who you are. He knew the good. He knew the ugly. He knew my insecurities. He knew my fears. And yet He made me into who I am today, despite all of it. My journey has been for His glory. My steps have been ordered by Him, every single one of them. And I sing praise to Him this now, just now. That's how I want to open my little bit of talking. My life, my story, all will point people to Jesus. All is for Your glory. All is for Your name. All is for Your glory. Is that it?
Sorry.
That's okay. Glad you caught it. It would have been a disaster. All is for Your glory. That in all things You would have the first place. That in all things You would have preeminence. Oh, it's for Your glory. Oh, Your name, all is love, Your glory, that in all things You would have the first place, that in all things You would have preeminence. There's no better way than to start with giving Him praise and thanks, thanking Him for being a part of my journey. Well, in the past couple of weeks, Pastor's been talking about how we must align ourselves with God, getting our priorities to line up with God. with the character of who God is. First things first, finding out what's important to us, what's most essential in our lives, and where is our focus? Where does our focus lie? You know, focus, that's a very interesting word. I tell you, life is so full of distractions. You know, I've been dealing with kidney stones the past 3 weeks, so talk about distractions. It's been difficult, let's just say. Last week I got here and I was in a lot of pain, but I came to church because this is my priority. I was sick, ended up in the hospital Sunday night in the ER, but this is where I've always found peace and healing. And I knew that God was going to meet me right here, but he knew also that this is always where my priority is. We are facing one of the biggest battles of our lifetime, and we have never been more distracted. The world is changing so quickly that we need to, sometimes we just wake up every single day with another anxiety, another stress. The most challenging days of our Christian walk, though, are ahead of us, and we need to be ready. But you know something? Praise and worship, those are the keys to our victory. Amen. It's because the church is being prepared to enter the most dynamic season of warfare, worship, and harvest that we have been so distracted. The enemy is working overtime to keep our eyes off of God and keep us divided. Can you imagine? Worshiping and praising God, though, opens the door for God's presence and his power right here on earth. When we enter into his presence, we enter into a new level of faith. It's time for us to rise up in faith and to begin to believe again. Do you remember those days when we had nothing but excitement to come to church on Sunday mornings? I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but sometimes we need to be reminded of the simple basics. Let us just begin to run toward him this morning. Let our faith rise up. Let it be released. Let us believe again, and let's run boldly to the throne room of the Father. Come on, let's change the atmosphere of God. Let's change the atmosphere even in this very room this morning. Hey, come on, come on. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes, that's correct. Come on. Let faith rise up. Oh, ha. Huh? That's where we are, okay? release, it changes the atmosphere. God, when we release our faith, release your faith this morning. The atmosphere has changed. The atmosphere has changed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we worship, power and faith are released into the room. Angels are energized and the enemy is weakened. This power and worship is why Satan desperately schemes to keep his people from getting together and worshiping. COVID has been going on for nearly 2 years. That is such a lie from the pit of hell. He's just trying to keep us away from him. We need to recognize God's strategies, recognize the enemy's strategies and align ourselves with God. Come on, you're not fools. We're not fools. Let's align ourselves with God. Let's get our faces out of Facebook and let's give God time. Now, I don't mean that God needs time because he can do anything in the blink of an eye. What I mean is let's give God some of our time. The enemy's plan is to keep us busy, so busy that we don't seek God. And he puts so much stuff in our pathway to keep us busy. You know, it's not always bad stuff, okay? Sometimes it's dance recitals. Sometimes it's soccer games. Sometimes it's a baby shower or a family reunion. But sometimes those things can just take over our time and take our time away from God. The enemy knows that when we make time to seek him, we move to a new level of power. How many of us don't want to be in a new level, closer to God, closer, more power, more victory in our lives? Well, when we move in that new level of power, the evil works of the enemy are shattered. So that's why he keeps us so busy. Come on, let's look carefully at our schedules just for a moment. Can we prioritize just a little better? I know it's all important, but is it all urgent? Let's prioritize our activities and eliminate some of those extras. I remember my daughter was on the tournament team of softball. Now, I know that's not a big deal. However, do you know she didn't play on Sunday games unless it was sometime after 1 or 2 o'clock? I didn't think about it. She didn't think about it. And you know what? The team had their third baseman, and she always came through. So don't worry about saying no to some of those things. They're going to be there when you get there. The enemy knows when we make time to seek him, we move to that new level of power and the evil is shattered. You know, something that I see being up on this platform, I come ready to worship. I've been worshiping and practicing my worship and singing out to God all week long. So when I come here at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I'm ready to worship. In fact, it's like I'm biting at the bit. I can't wait to worship. And I want to encourage you guys not to straggle in on the last song. Sometimes I see people straggle in during Pastor Rob's sermons. That's a reflection on your hunger for God. Where's your focus? worship is where our unity in heaven is created on earth. Worship's got to be done continually. It's got to be regular without compromise. It doesn't work to worship God only occasionally or when it's convenient. We need to exercise that worship. Practice our worship. We need to practice that worship. When I was wanting to receive the gift of tongues, I remember my friend, Donna Schambach. She was the daughter of R.W. Schambach, the evangelist. She was praying over me, and I wanted so much to receive those gifts. And she said, Maya, you know, it's in there. God's already given it to you. It's already inside. But I want you to go home and practice it. I thought, that's so strange. She said, no, it's not. God wants you to try, to keep going, to press in closer. He's going to free your tongue. My stuttering tongue, God was going to free me. That was amazing. I need us to press in, not to give up, but to praise Him. Learning to wait sometimes in the presence of God can be tough. We're impatient people. We want everything now, right now. And we get a little crazy when we are waiting, so we think. And God's not moving, or at least we can't see Him move, because I guarantee you, He is moving. He never stops. Sometimes we just need to stop and wait. Wait on Him. Last week, there was all sorts of stuff happening up on this platform. And I was distracted. And I remember just stopping for a second and saying, no, we're going to sit here. We're going to sit here just for a moment, and we're going to wait for God to work it through. Don't be afraid to be still for a while and wait on Him. He goes ahead and He fights for us. And all before we even know it. He's working absolutely everything out together for us. And all we've got to do is stay still. And all I did was worship. All I did was worship You. All I did was bow down. All I did was stay still, yeah. You go before I know that You've even gone to win my war. You come back with the head of my enemy. You come back and You call. Becomes my greatest defense. It leads me from this dry wilderness. All I did was praise. All I did was worship. All I did was. Oh, I'm waiting on you, Jesus. Yes, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you, Jesus. Yes, I'm waiting on you. And you're moving, and you see me, and I'll be okay for a while. Yes, I will. I'll be okay. Yes, I will. All I did was praise you. All I did was praise you. Yes. All I did was praise you. God's right there. Now, I'm almost done, I promise. But I want to just say this, that we need to start living a disciplined life of worship. Can we create a lifestyle of worship? You know, it's not just a day of the week, but it's a way of life. That's the way it's been for me for almost 40 years. And it's been a process, but God is faithful. It's the result of a decision, my decision to put God above everything else. Stuff happens and trials are so real, I get it. But a lifestyle of worship can bring us above every single trial. It's natural. Just like eating and breathing. But try not eating. Try not breathing for a few moments and watch how desperate you become. We need to become desperate for God and desperate for worshiping Him. We can always find excuses not to do the things that are important. Once and for all, let's find every reason to do this thing we call worship. If you're not feeling so hot, come to church. This is where I've always come to receive my healing. This is where I come when my back is out, when my rheumatoid arthritis has prevented me from practically lifting my arms, and yet He is like the oil in that can, and it just lubricates my joints, and I'm able to praise Him. You know, this is where we come even during chemotherapy. He's never missed a Sunday, even during chemo, because this is right here where we need to be to receive God's miracles, His healing. Are you tired? Come to church. This is where we regain our strength. This is where we are renewed and restored. Come on, Jesus went to the cross to make His throne room open to us. And He's seated victoriously in heaven at the right hand of God. God is so delighted when we come to Him in worship. express your heart. God loves passionate worshipers. You know, sometimes I could be way over the top. I get it. Sometimes I annoy myself. But you know what? God knows me. And he says, you know what? You're like David. You sing and worship. You don't care how ugly you get. You just worship with every fiber. That's me. I will not sit on the sidelines from a distance and watch. I need to be right in the center of it all. Don't let Satan put roadblocks between you and God. Come on, let's stand up, people. Let's stand up. I want to invite you. I want to encourage you. Maybe I'll challenge you a little. Come. Come forward. Come on. Come on. Come forward this morning. When we worship, we're surrounded by the presence of God. We can be right in the middle of His presence. That's where God equips us for warfare. We can't do it alone. First, we ascend in worship, and then we descend in warfare. That's what's going to get the enemy. Not sitting back quietly. That's what's going to get the enemy. We need to walk in that authority. Pastor Gail said to me, Maya, walk in that authority, and you'll walk in peace. Thank you, Jesus. I believe, God. I believe that the trials of this past year, you've put in my path for a reason. I believe it's that you saw something in me that you knew, though, I would be able to handle those adversities. And I would be able to come up above those adversities. Don't matter what they are. The tongue-tied person. That little girl who couldn't say two words without a da-da-da-da-da in between. And yet God is so faithful to me. Father, I praise you, God. I know that you have purpose, Lord God, behind my pain. I know, God, even in the heat of the battle, Lord, even in the heat of the battle when we don't know which way we're going to turn, that's when we need to press in. Just keep pressing in. Press into Jesus. Press in, Lord. We're pressing into you now. Even now, Lord God. Maybe it's what you have planned all along, God. To grow me past my circumstances. Lord God, your plans are always for my good, Lord God. And I give you glory, God. In a practical sense, worshiping God has taken the focus off of poor little old me and put it on the one who deserves all the focus, all the glory this morning. He deserves it all. Would you give it to him this morning? Just begin to lift your voices and tell him, Father God, you know who I am. You know my insecurities, Lord. You know my fears, my God. You know my doubts, God. And yet you love me so. You love me so, Lord. Let me pray right now. Lord, we place our cares right here at your feet. We are confident that we can come into your presence, God. You are, oh God, you are the creator of all music. And Lord God, you know it is a good thing. Lord, help us to release that new faith this morning. Lord, help us to release that new faith this morning. All over this room, fragrances of faith. Fragrances of faith are rising up this morning. Fragrances of faith are coming up off of you this morning. Praise you. Praise him, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Turn to somebody next to you and say, faith is rising off of you right now. Faith is rising up off of you right now. Ask God, Lord, reveal it. Lord God, release that faith over me, Lord Jesus. Lord, let's lift our voices and sing. Let's lift our voices and sing. Sing out all your pain. Sing out all your pain. Sing it out. Sing yourself right into victory. Sing yourself right into victory. the power, it's a glory forever. Yes, it is. Yours is a kingdom. Yours is a power. It's a kingdom forever. Come on, sing it out. Sing it out this morning. Yours is a kingdom. Yours is a power. Started this morning, maybe it was 1:45, 2:10, and I just started praising God. You all weren't here yet, but it didn't matter because my audience is God, and He is, you know, He is our biggest fan. He loves us so much. Oh man, He loves us so much. Guys, I want to thank you for being so patient with me. I want to wish Pastor Rob and Pastor Gail a good time away this morning. They will be back. I promise you're not going to hear from me again next week other than singing, I promise. But I must have lost about 35 pounds sitting up here sweating. I've been so nervous. But y'all made me comfortable. Thank you so much. God bless you. Lord God, just continue, Lord, to fill this place. Don't walk out of here and take it back, okay? Walk out of here in victory. Don't walk out of here and take it back. Leave it in there. Leave it there, right here. You know, symbolically, if you need to come up and slap the stage and just say, I'm leaving it here. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Don't pick it up again. Don't let your shyness, your fear, your insecurities, your doubt, your, oh my gosh, I can't do that. Don't let that come between you and God. Ever. Ever again. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just go out singing. Let it rain. Let it rain. Next week. God bless you.